The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Redestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, hour three of our radio show, Tipping the Balance of Power, unless we're not. And this hour, we talk about a report saying that some Carolina Panther players are very unhappy with the team's new head coaching hire. So Panther pushback from the locker room for Frank Reich, big deal, little deal, or no deal? And what must Frank Reich, the new coach, do to be successful in Carolina? And true or false, Frank Reich has better than average odds of making the postseason his first year with the Panthers. We'll talk about all of that and a whole lot more. Got lame jokes of the week and a few other surprises this hour. Don't forget the Angelo Cataldi conversation on the Fifth Hour podcast. In addition to this, but here it is, hour number three. Angry, angry, angry Panthers. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Me here, you there, as we turn to Exorcist to drive out the demons coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and epically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the sack, the sad sack of the radio dial overnights. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, coming up later this hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. They're packing the heat. All right, these are some loaded jokes. And don't let your guard down here. If you don't have a funny bone, might want to turn off the radio when we do the lame jokes. But that'll be coming up later in the hour. So our lead to begin things here at the top comes from Tobacco Road. The smoke is blowing around the Panthers. Did I wake up and plan on talking about the Carolina Panthers? That was not on my bingo card, but here we are, and we go where the news of the day takes us, and we'll try not to gag, but we'll talk about it, because it's an interesting story, I think you'll agree. Out of North Carolina, there's a new report that suggests that some Carolina Panther players are not happy. They're angry. They're not happy at all, and they're hooting and hollering and all that. They're upset with the new coach that was recently hired. Now, if you didn't hear about this, perhaps not, we are told that some Carolina players believe that the owner, David Tepper, that hedge fund guy, David Tepper, made the wrong hire, that he should have stuck with the interim coach, Steve Wilks, instead of bringing in the Colts retread, Frank Reich. Pro Football Network points out that the players had been lobbying publicly, some of them just privately, for Steve Wilks to have the interim tag removed, and Reich is the guy they ended up hiring. And so the speculation is, well, wait a minute, he's going to have to convince these guys that don't like him that he knows what he's doing. Wilks took over after Matt Rhule was fired 5 games into the year. Carolina went 6-6, and they did not qualify for the NFL playoffs. So let us discuss the question. Carolina Panther locker room pushback for Frank Reich. Big deal, little deal, or no deal? All right, so on this one, the answer is no deal. All right, no deal. Now, my take, I've got Child's Play, Home Depot, and South Park. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to make some cigarettes is what we're going to make, and because that's what they made a lot of back in the day in North Carolina. So to lead off, though, all right, when I saw this story percolating, bubbling up, in the NFL news world, I rolled my eyes because it's very predictable. I file this one in the lazy river of sports reporting. Get out the inner tube. You're floating on the lazy river. And if you're someone that believes that this story has merit, that this story means something, then you are incriminating yourself. You're exposing yourself as a resident of a little town I call Suckersville. So congratulations. You might want to change your driver's license that you reside in Suckerville, USA. So don't be that guy. Don't be that guy, pal. You're not that guy. Is it true that this story is a non-story? It's agenda-driven rubbish. So I'm nodding my head yes. And this is the easiest story to write. You could literally and figuratively write this about every team that changes coaches. It is child's play. It's child's play. You can go into any locker room in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Australia, England, where I don't care, anywhere where they play competitive team sports. But certainly here, where we broadcast from, where the industrial complex of sport, big sport, rules the way. Right? And you can write that story. Now, how can you do that? It's nearly impossible to get a group of people to agree on anything, even when you have good teams. Right? I'll bet you right now you could go into the Kansas City Chiefs locker room and the Philadelphia Eagles locker room, and you could find guys that aren't smitten with the coach for their team, whether it's Andy Reid or Nick Sirianni, because they don't have a big enough role, or they feel like they weren't treated properly by them, and other guys are getting the shine, and they're upset by that. Trying to convince everybody to agree to something, whatever that might be, right? It just doesn't happen, and there's always cliques in every single group. And so this reporter, I don't know who this guy is, could have found guys in the locker room if he had wanted to, who are gung-ho, excited, enthusiastic that Frank Reich's taken over and this guy's got some experience and he's played in the NFL and he knows a lot of really important people and all this nonsense. And they think he'll give him more of an opportunity, that whoever the player is, to have success. You don't write that story because that does not make for a sexy headline. So you latch on to this. And it got my attention. We're talking about it. But there's a famous quote which applies to this particular story. A Hall of Fame baseball manager, this guy named Casey Stengel, back in his day, his quote was, "The secret to success in coaching is to keep the 5 guys who hate you away from the 4 guys who haven't made their minds up." Right? And that's really what we're talking about in a nutshell. Because on any team, there's a pack of players that don't like whoever the coach is, who's a bozo, just like any business at all. If you're the boss, you know, I work in radio and we have some bosses, some program people, and there's people that like them, there's people that don't like them. That's the way that it works. They know that. All right, furthermore, what must Frank Reich do to be successful in Carolina. We've gone down this road before. We're going to go back down this road one more time. We're going to revisit this. So Captain Obvious is get a quarterback. Hello! Who can actually walk and chew gum at the same time. They had Sam Darnold and P.J. Walker last year. Both of them are free agents. The only quarterbacks currently under contract are a couple of nickel and dime quarterbacks. Matt Corral, who played last season, got hurt. Actually, I don't think he played. I think he got hurt before the season. And Jacob Eason, who have 10 career NFL passes combined. So that is an open chair. The Panthers have a top 10 pick. They have some money to burn. They can sign somebody and get a quarterback. Now, meanwhile, may I recommend also doing some tree trimming, that you go down to Home Depot and you buy some trimmers and some chainsaws and you've got to cut out the dead wood. Get rid of the dead wood and do some pruning. Now, you can't get rid of every player that doesn't like you, because that's just not reality, because some players that don't like you are good and you'll put up with it. But you get rid of the guys that are unproductive. That's obvious. They're a liability. And you also need to serve up, I would say, ice cream, donuts, cookies, cake, all of that to the good players who are not yet on your side, are undecided. So you got to do that. Now, and the 40-yard dash time, the bench press, the vertical jump, all that bull crap they talk about getting into the NFL, it's all fine and good, but if you have bickering, angry, malcontent locker room cancers, you're driving off a cliff. It's a bridge to nowhere. It's not going to work for you. And so much of coaching is pseudoscience. You're dealing with these fringe groups, these players that form these cliques in the locker room, and they have their own, I don't know if cults is the right word, but they form right under your nose. They form. All right, parting shot. So Frank Reich, he has good odds of making the playoffs in Carolina his first year. Is that true or false? So that one is true. That's actually true, and I'll tell you why. I realize they haven't made the postseason since way back in 2017, and they don't have a quarterback. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Is this because Frank Reich's a great coach? No, he's not a great coach. He's average. Is it because Carolina's about to make a bold roster move? No, I'm not even going there. This is a byproduct of the G word, geography. Have you looked at the NFC South, the stench coming out of the NFC South? That is a division that only Mr. Hankey, the Christmas Pooh from South Park, could appreciate, right? The Panthers are surrounded by crap. Here's the NFC South. Here are the teams around Carolina. They've got diarrhea, lacking fiber, and mild constipation. That is the division in a nutshell. Otherwise known as the Saints, the Bucks, and the Falcons. None of these teams is gifted anything. They're not guaranteed anything. The Bucks now, they don't have a quarterback. Tom Brady was old, washed up last year anyway. But none of them are good. Bad quarterbacks and weak coaches. In fact, not even bad quarterbacks, because, well, you got the coaches. Frank Reich, average. Dennis Allen, bad. Todd Bowles, bad. Arthur Smith, bad. On the sidelines. But unless I'm wrong on this, and I don't think I am wrong on this, the Saints, Falcons, Bucks, and Panthers, none of them have a de facto starting quarterback on their roster. An entire division that has a job opening at the most important position on the field. When the dust settles, the Saints, Falcons, Bucks, and Panthers all hope to have new quarterbacks. Now, I imagine that's happened at some point. I don't remember when. Maybe it has happened or it'll come back to me. But that's a whole different beast. An entire division is going to change quarterbacks in one offseason, starting quarterbacks? But unless Atlanta goes with Desmond Ridder, which may happen, but that's not a guarantee. He didn't show enough where you're like, that's our guy. Then it's going to be completely new across the board. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that, you can chime in right now at 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. Goodness gracious, man. Some of these Twitter people, unbelievable. And we'll read some more of those, but send in your comments. The creme de la creme will be read on the air. Not everything gets read. A lot of it does. We try to moderate and filter some of those things. 877-996-6369. Later this hour, Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. The Maller Riddle of the Day. Now, usually I do a kind of a sporty Maller Riddle of the Day. And technically, this is a sport. It's the oldest sport that we have played as human beings. It's the cat and mouse game of dating. Right? And there's some sport to that. I think we can all agree on that, whether you're a woman or a man, right? Come on. All right, so a man is suing a woman for over $2 million because of the trauma that he says she caused when she blanked. All right, this is the Maller Riddle of the Day. And remember, this is a family show, unless it's not. So the Maller Riddle of the Day, a man is suing a woman for $2.3 million because of the trauma that he says she caused when she blanked. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. The answer, we'll get to it, and we will do it next. Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Welcome in
The darkness means it's time for Ben.
Marginal Sports Talk Radio all night
with
long.
With Eddie Koop-de-Loop and Roberto.
We are together.
It's not your average late night show.
We are a little different than the average bear.
They're bizarre.
Hi, Dad.
And their callers call from near and far.
Border to border and beyond.
It's who they are.
I just like you and your big mouth talk about your Dodgers all
this
the time.
This is the sound. Of Maller.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show. Sometimes online. It's pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
Roberto.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we do have coming up in a few minutes, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. Actual jokes sent in by actual listeners to this show. Just like you. Our brothers and sisters have submitted jokes, although we almost never get jokes from women. Every once in a while. But very rare. It's mostly dudes. Here's the Maller riddle of the day. Here it is. So a man is suing a woman for $2.3 million because of the trauma that he says she caused him when she blanked. Fill in the blank. That is the Maller riddle of the day. Wally in Florida says when she took a ride on his John Deere tractor. Late night drug tester says that she burned the Baba Ganoush. Well, that would not be good. Clam says that she had the volume up too loud listening to Food Picks with Marcel. Yeah, that would be bad. What else do we have? Page down. When she took out her dentures, the sawman says. Ferg Dog going with that she threw out his signed Ben Maller picture. Well, that would be devastating. Alf, the alien opiner. From Springfield, Mass, says that the guy was traumatized when she served him pickled grilled cheese with a side of devil's blood. Wow, that does look about as bad as anything I've seen you send over the years there, Alf. That is disgusting. Man loves pickles. What else do we have? Page down. Can't read that one on the air. Kevin says that she made him load the toilet paper with the flap going under. Yeah, that's a faux pas. People that do that, that's not proper. The toilet paper was designed to go over the top, not underneath. It's a fact. It's in the patent. Milkman Mike says that this woman laughed when she saw how tiny his blind Scott was. Well, that would be very traumatic. Kyle says that this woman made waffles instead of French toast. That would not be right. Daniel says that she used Antonio Brown as a snorkel. I don't know what that means. Moving on, a lot of people saying that Miguel on Fire and others that there was a flatulence situation or some kind of sharding situation. A plant-based says that this woman went to Starbucks and did an act of kindness. And that was problematic. Eek in Roseville, Minnesota says that he was a... ate a groundhog. She ate a groundhog. That would be a problem. All right, do you have an answer, Eddie? Please, I need an answer. This is very important.
Yes, she exposed him to the Ben Maller Show.
Oh, that would be devastating. Incorrect there. By the way, Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, your answer was very good, but I don't think we can say that on a family radio show. The correct answer is, Eddie, this guy, the Maller Riddle of the Day, a man is suing a woman for $2.3 million because of trauma. He says she caused him when she... put him in the friend zone. The friend zone is the answer, Eddie.
Yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
Let me say right now, and I'm not bragging here, but when I was dating, if I could sue every woman that put me in the friend zone, I would have Elon Musk.
Here, here,
money.
Brother. Here,
okay?
Here.
I mean, I would be a baller if I could get $2 million from every woman. This happened in Singapore, by the way. That story is from Singapore, and good luck. So it's nice to know they have frivolous lawsuits in other countries, not just here in the United States. Let's get back to the calls. It is a call-in radio show, and we'll say hello to Mark, the full name guy, who's hanging out in Medford, Oregon. And I am told he calls some of the other shows, but just as Mark. He just calls as Mark. Hello, Mark, the full name guy. Is he sleeping?
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's fast asleep. Let's see here. Yeah. Oh. He's a snorer.
Oh. Sounds more like a deep breathing.
Yeah. He's got a little snore situation going on there. Let's see.
Oh, that's a snore. Yeah.
That's a snore. Come on, Coop. One more time. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, we'll put him back to sleep. Thank you. Great call, Mark. Thank you for that. Now to a man who is undefeated while sleeping, playing a game show, making his triumphant return to the show after a brief hiatus. Let's give it up to Hollerin' James in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, Ben. What's up, Ben?
There he is. He's wide awake, Hollerin' James.
Damn, I was kind of rooting for back-to-back sleepers.
Come on, don't be. I had three in a row years ago. Three callers in a row.
I was here.
Yeah,
it was magic.
What?
I said we can't have back-to-back sleepers. What do you think this is, Sleepy Floyd?
Fair point.
Great reference, Eric. Sleepy Floyd. Yeah.
Sleepy Floyd. Remember him? North Carolina.
I'm old. I play with the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, yeah. All right. So, Hollerin' James, where have you been? You call every day. It's like a religion. You did not call for a while. We were worried about you. We were going to do a wellness check. What happened?
Cord. You know, a cord to your jack, to your plug-in phone. I didn't have a cord. I didn't have a jack. I didn't jack me to get me a cord and a phone. And then give me an Obama phone, an insurance wireless phone, some kind of talking device.
Okay.
All right. On your phone.
And I want to announce right now to all our advertisers that this show has more people that call the show with Obama phones than any other show. So we're number one in that department.
But this isn't an Obama phone anymore. Insurance wireless phone.
Oh, it's a real phone. Okay, I'll take you off the list. There we go. All right. Well, now that we've wasted all that time, what more can we do for you, James?
What more can you do for me? Well, my Vikings were a big disappointment. They were one and done. That kind of let me down. Who are you picking in the Super Bowl? I want your
advice. I'm going to take the Rams. I think the Rams are going to win.
The Rams?
Yeah. Well, Who are you picking?
Right? Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah. Who do you think is going to win? You going with the Rams, too? You want to agree with my pick?
Timberwolves the other night. What about my Gophers and Timberwolves basketball? Both of them won in the same night.
Congratulations. Let's have a parade.
Golden State Warriors, Ben. Tell Eddie that. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha, Eddie. Ha, ha, Eddie. I told him. All right. Thank you, James. I got to go. I got a headache. It's not you, but it, you know, kind of is you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Back to the NFL, or continuing with the NFL. Did you see Patriots owner Robert Kraft was on CNN and was asked whether he'd like to bring Tom Brady back to New England to officially retire him as a member of that franchise? And Kraft said, quote, "I'll do it tomorrow. Not only do I want it, our fans are clamoring for it. To us, really? He's always been and always will be a Patriot, and we will bring him back." End quote.
Just what I want to see. One day
I know you do.
Day. You know, I mentioned that yesterday.
I know you did.
In the monologue, I said they're going to bring him back, and it'll be kiss his ass, this, that, and the other. Softball questions, underhanded questions, and you think he'll make the Patriots Hall of Fame, Eddie? You think Brady will be in the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Tough call. I don't know.
He'll get one of those red jackets. And yeah,
those are attractive jackets.
Greatest Patriot of all time, Irving Fryer or Tom Brady? It's tough.
Tippett. I'd have to go TB12 on that one.
Oh, what about Andre Tippett?
Moise Tatupu.
Okay. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through the overnights and this portion of the radio show. The Ben Maller Show, the show you're listening to right now. God, do we thank you. Tell a friend, try the podcast. If you like the show, if you don't hear all of it, the podcast is available every single day we do the show, right after the show, within an hour or so, sometimes sooner, sometimes later. The podcast is up, and you can download that, subscribe to the podcast, 5 stars. And for some reason, the people that run this company, they value those podcast downloads very much, so help us out. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
And that it is Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Each and every week at about this time. Now, these are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners to the show. These are not fake jokes. These are not fraudulent jokes. These are legitimate big-time jokes that listeners have sent in. And as always, well, not always. Sometimes he oversleeps and doesn't come in. A man that complains every week. I'm like his mother. I have to call this guy to wake him up. Weed Man Hippie from the mean streets somewhere in Miami. Hello, Weed Man Hippie.
I love you, Ben. Make me laugh.
All right, make your bed. make your bed, Weed Man, when we get done. Okay, when's the last time you made your bed? The 70s, 80s?
I've never, ever, ever made my bed.
I know, because you don't have a bed. That's why. All right, anyway, here we go. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners.
Ben, I love you.
I know you do, Weed Man. I know. All right. Is Lisa here this week? No Lisa, huh? She's not there.
No, she got a phone off, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right, Lisa's not there. All right, here we go. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. All right. Here we go. Who is Lizzo's favorite rock and roll singer?
I don't know who's her favorite singer.
Well, not surprisingly, Eddie, she loves Meatloaf.
I knew that.
Yeah, all right. Surfer, you've heard that one before. Surfer Todd, the comedian. And we've met Todd a couple of times. Great guy. And congrats to he and his lovely bride there, Deborah. They're celebrating 25 years since their first date. So congratulations, Surfer Todd, the comedian. Why does Lizzo make people so happy?
I don't know. Why does she make people so happy?
She's a big ball of joy. That's why. Come on. That's Justin in D.C. who sent that one in. What happened when Lizzo complained about the lame jokes of the week segment about her?
I don't know what happened.
She was told to lighten up. I said lighten up. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Did you know that Lizzo is just a little short for her weight?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's actually, doctors say she should have been about 7'9". That's from Buck, listener Buck in Boston, who sent that one in. And why is Lizzo so good at trivia games?
I don't know. Why is she good at that?
Well, Eddie, elephants have really good memories.
Wow.
Come on. Daniel, listener Daniel sent that one in. Did you hear the big news that Tom Brady is retiring again?
Oh, yeah, I think I did hear that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, in a related story, Lizzo is going on a diet again. So you got that. Gordon in Tacoma. What is Lizzo's favorite part of the big celebration in New Orleans, Mardi Gras?
What's her favorite part?
Fat Tuesday, Eddie. She's a big fan. She loves that Fat Tuesday. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. These are actual jokes by actual listeners. Did you hear that the Beach Patrol asked Lizzo to relocate to a nude beach?
They did.
Yeah, they didn't know she was wearing a bikini. They had no idea, Eddie. They apologized. Said, I'm sorry. That's Gordon in Tacoma who sent that one in. All right, why don't we pause? Well, actually, Coop, do you have anything right now, Coop? Any offensive jokes? Coop does the offensive jokes of the week.
Sure.
All right, go ahead, Coop.
What did Ed and Christina do when they heard that 70% of car accidents happen within 10 miles of your home?
I don't know.
They moved.
Solid joke.
That was from Cap on Twitter.
All right, good job by Cap. Why don't we pause for the cause? We'll have the Weed Man Radio Roast. Are you ready, Weed Man?
I love you, Ben. Let's do it.
The guys love busting your chops. We'll have the Weed Man Radio Roast. We got a bunch of other great jokes, many of them about random people that contribute content to the show. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Roll on. We'll get to that next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Calling all Maller militia foot soldiers. We need your helping hand to gain new recruits by posting and tagging Maller show related content on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social networks. You are the special ingredient needed to influence others to join our mysterious nocturnal platoon known as the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And back to the jokes we go. It's Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. Actual jokes sent in by actual listeners like yourself. If you'd like to send jokes in to a future episode of the show, you can do that right now. Send them now, 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, tomorrow, anytime you want. Just put them in the headline jokes. Send them to BenMallerShow@gmail.com. BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Are you there, Weed Man?
Yeah, make me laugh.
All right, are we ready? It's the Weed Man Radio Roast. Here we go. Why won't DoorDash deliver to Weed Man?
I don't know. Why not?
They actually require customers to have a door, Eddie. That's
sense.
The problem. That's Chris.
That makes sense, yeah.
Chris in Des Moines sent that one in. Weed Man chooses to be poor and unemployed, Eddie. about that?
I kind of thought that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ironically, he didn't want to be part of the rat race. He wanted no part of the rat race, and the rats came to him. So there is that. Did you hear that Weed Man got replacement teeth?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting. Yeah, he bought a box of Tic Tacs and Crazy Glue. And so, yeah, a tube of that. And, yeah. A little odd, but that's fine. Alex the Cynical sent that one in. Who's a bigger loser than Weed Man Hippie?
Oh, I don't know who's a bigger loser.
That would be Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Eddie. That's from John in Youngstown, Ohio. Bitter Browns fan, John in Youngstown, Ohio. He might be a Steeler fan. Youngstown's like halfway.
He used to be part owner of the Steelers.
Jimmy Haslam?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Be lucky he didn't buy the rest of the team. Weed Man doesn't mind being a bum, Eddie.
Yeah, I kind of know that.
Yeah, he believes work is over-ratted, is what he said there. That's very funny.
I think not working is over-ratted.
Joke writer Justin in Washington, D.C. Why does Weed Man have a hard time accepting that the mice have won, Eddie?
Oh, why is that?
Because the tooth hurts. That's why.
Yeah.
Where is Weed Man Hippie's girlfriend from?
I don't know. Where's she from?
Miss Hippie. That was Lister Mason in Huntington Beach. All right, enough Weed Man jokes. We got other jokes. Well, what do you call the worst caller of the year? Transgender Dave and Blair from Maine.
I don't know.
A scratch off, a hack off, and a blank off. That's a Chip from Maine sent that one in. All right, page down. Did you hear what happened to Punxsutawney Phil before he saw his shadow, Eddie? Big news here all over the TV and the radio.
What happened?
Yeah, Sir Scratch Off ran him over and had him for dinner. So it's tough news there. Punxsutawney Phil was eaten by Sir Scratch Off in Arkansas. That's Chip from Maine who sent that one in. What is the difference between a mosquito and Phylexis?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, at least the mosquito, Eddie, will stop sucking when you slap it. It dies at that point. That's a John.
Jesus.
John, not John, he wrote that. We met him. Meet and greet. How do you get a small fortune at sports betting?
I don't know how.
You start out with a large fortune and you take Poppy's picks and you take those and you're down the toilet. You got any jokes over there, Cooper Lewis? Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.
We had Lim O'Brien call in and give me one over the phone.
Okay. Lim O'Brien.
Why don't the Vikings eat cereal?
Why don't the Minnesota Vikings eat cereal? I don't know.
Because they choke anytime they get close to a bowl.
Well, here's some exciting news for fans of the show. Did you hear that Jed, who fled, is considering some life changes?
Oh, I didn't hear that. What's he going to do?
Yeah, he woke up yesterday and realized he needs some tweaking. Yeah, he realized that. That's Tom from Fullerton. What do you get when you add up Angry Bill, Jed, who fled, and Half Pint?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. What do you get?
A life sentence, Eddie. You get a life sentence is what you get. Well, here's exciting news. Angry Bill just mapped out his family tree.
Oh, yeah? What's that look like?
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks more like a cactus, Eddie, because it's full of pricks, just like a cactus right there. Justin in D.C. Well, here's an interesting revelation also. Apparently, Poppy's acting career is going to take him very far, Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, hopefully for us, he stays there, Eddie. That would be great. Really far, far, far away, Eddie. That's from Justin in D.C. Did you hear that Ferg Dog is going to be a lot less codependent in 2023? Big news here for Ferg Dog.
That is interesting.
Yeah, but it's okay, Eddie. As long as it's okay with Brian Finley, then it's okay with Ferg Dog. That's Justin in D.C. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. These are actual jokes sent in by actual listeners. Have you heard that Oscar the Grouch and Grover had a secret love child, Eddie?
No, I did not hear that.
Well, you'll be watching him in the Super Bowl, Eddie. Come on now. He plays quarterback for the Chiefs. All right. That's from Conrad. We'll do one more. What part of the upcoming Super Bowl will be painful to view?
I don't know. What part of the upcoming Super Bowl will be painful to view?
That would be watching Mahomes Hurts. There you go. All right. Surfer. Surfer Todd, the comedian. Have you found your teeth, weed man, yet? Have you found them?
No. Damn mice. I love you, Dan.
Have you looked around? Have you cleaned up at all? Have you tried to find them?
This place is such a mess.
I can only imagine. Can you take a picture? I would like to put it online. Can you send me a picture of your place?
I'll do that.
No, send me seriously. I will, and give me permission, and I will put it out there. I think we all want to see what Weed Man is dealing with there in Miami. I think that would be wonderful. All right. Well, thank you, Weed Man. All right. There you go. There's a Weed Man hippie. And again, if you want to send jokes in for next week, it's BenMallerShow@gmail.com. Big Ben's lame jokes of the week.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.